Today is Friday, May 29, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover a Nature-published multi-agent system that completed a full drug discovery cycle for under $11, and the OpenAI Agents SDK architecture that finally makes Long Horizon autonomous task execution production safe. Let's start with the number that belongs in your next board deck, $10.76. That is the total compute cost for a complete multi-agent drug discovery cycle published in Nature, 2 hours of elapsed time against an estimated 400 human hours of equivalent PhD-level research. The Robin platform screened 30 drug candidates, identified a compound called Y27632 as enhancing retinal cell function, traced its mechanism to a specific gene pathway, and then, critically, surfaced a circadian clock modulator called KL001 that had no prior connection to macular degeneration at all. Every hypothesis required wet lab validation before influencing resource allocation. That caveat matters. But the compression ratio is real, 200 times faster at a compute cost that rounds to zero on any R&D budget. Google's co-scientist paper, published concurrently in Nature, documents parallel results in leukemia drug repurposing, a compound called binimetinib showing an IC50 of 2 nanomolar against AML cells, and a 3-drug combination confirmed more effective than any individual component. The strategic play for your board is not to treat these as science stories. They are pipeline automation benchmarks. If your organization runs internal research cycles, competitive intelligence synthesis, regulatory impact analysis, clinical data review, you now have a published cost and time baseline to argue against. Building on that research architecture, the mechanism that makes Robin reliable is called the Finch consensus pattern, and it is directly portable to enterprise data analysis. Here is the core design. Instead of routing a consequential data interpretation task through a single model, you launch 8 independent parallel agent instances. Each one independently cleans the data, writes its own analysis code, and reaches its own conclusion. A result is only accepted when more than 50% of those instances reach the same conclusion. If no majority exists, the system flags for human review rather than hallucinating confidence. This is architecturally distinct from ensemble methods that average model outputs. Each instance has no shared intermediate state with the others. The trade-off is explicit: 8 times the compute cost per analysis in exchange for eliminating hallucination risk on consequential data. For scientific or regulated contexts, that trade is correct. For routine business analytics where the stakes are lower, 3 instances with a 2/3 majority is a reasonable cost reduction. The principle is the same. Single model pipelines operating on high-stakes data are not production-ready by design. Now to the OpenAI Agents SDK and why it matters operationally today. OpenAI engineer Steve, presenting at Build Hours, laid out the 3 failure modes that have blocked enterprise agent deployments at scale. First, ephemeral container state loss. Your agent runs for 40 minutes, the container dies, all progress is gone. Second, secret and credential exposure through prompt injection when the harness layer and the execution sandbox share the same process. Third, inability to sustain tasks across infrastructure interruptions. The SDK addresses all 3 through a pause and resume architecture built on external snapshot storage. The mechanism works by snapshotting both the file system state and the full conversation as a JSON object to R2 or S3. Before any production workload, you configure the snapshot path, specify your sandbox provider, Modal, E2B, Cloudflare, Vercel, or Daytona, and explicitly declare that secrets are sourced from the harness, never passed into the sandbox. As Steve noted during the session, internally at OpenAI, teams have run Codex continuously for days, up to a week on tasks. The snapshot mechanism is what separates that from a demo artifact. One implementation requirement, Steve flagged as non-negotiable: before going live, run a chaos test. Start a long horizon task, explicitly kill the container mid-execution, and verify clean resume from snapshot. Budget 4 hours for this validation. Do not skip it.
The cost of discovering snapshot failure in production against a real workload is orders of magnitude higher. The other architectural decision the SDK forces is file copy on startup versus external bucket mounting. Copy on startup introduces latency but gives you snapshot isolation. Clean, reproducible state every run. External bucket mounting via R2 or S3 ensures your agent is always working on current data, but you accept the performance penalty. The decision rule is straightforward. For data where business tolerance for staleness is under 24 hours, mount externally. For everything else, copy at startup. A cross-cutting pattern across every source this cycle deserves explicit attention because it directly affects competitive positioning. The moat in agentic deployments is not model access. Every major model is available to every competitor. The moat is instrumentation depth. Teams that instrument agent behavior, run start, task completion, acceptance rate, mid-run corrections, accumulate proprietary behavioral datasets that no generic framework can replicate. The Pocket OS incident makes this concrete. A production agent made one erroneous API call. 9 seconds later, a full production database and its backup were deleted. The dashboards at that moment showed positive signals: active user, long session, AI feature used, many messages. Everything looked healthy. What was missing was a shared agent run identifier linking those events to a specific action sequence, and critically, an acceptance rate metric that distinguishes between work the agent completed and work users actually trusted. Completion rate alone is structurally misleading. A high completion, low acceptance failure mode, where the agent finishes tasks that users don't trust and quietly redo, is invisible unless you instrument for it. Every mid-run correction is effectively a labeled training example. It tells you what the agent misunderstood, what context was absent, and which action felt unsafe. Teams capturing those corrections are building a fine-tuning dataset. Teams that are not are leaving that value on the table. On the competitive model landscape, four major providers are releasing significant upgrades within the same 30-day window in June 2026. Current SWE bench verified scores give you a practical routing framework. GPT 5.5 at 88.7%, Claude Opus 4.6 at 80.8%, Grok 4 Series at 72-75%, and QN 3.7 Max placing fourth globally on Code Arena with 1,541 points. The operational finding from Source 6 is that Alibaba's QN 3.7 Max completed a competitive coding benchmark task at $1.32 in token costs while outperforming GPT 5.5 and Gemini 3.5 Flash, and improved performance by 56%. For non-regulated, non-customer-facing coding workloads, routing to QN 3.7 Max produces a potential 30-60% token cost reduction. Anthropic's enterprise share, for context, grew from 20% to 47% in 12 months, driven by Claude Code's depth of integration in developer CI/CD pipelines, creating estimated 6 to 12-month switching costs once embedded.
That switching cost dynamic is worth factoring into any model routing decision you make before the June competitive window closes. On the cost governance side, at $5 to $50 per SWE task resolution and API costs, 100 autonomous tasks per day puts you at $500 to $5,000 per day in unmonitored spend. Hard token budget limits and weekly API spend reporting are non-negotiable MLOP's gates before any Level 3 or Level 4 autonomous agent deployment. On regulatory exposure, the governance vacuum is not temporary. The Trump administration's AI cybersecurity executive order was canceled hours before a scheduled White House signing ceremony.
SOC2 and ISO 27001 frameworks are beginning to incorporate agentic access control requirements. Organizations without agent-run audit trails face potential audit findings within 12 to 24 months. Illinois SB 315 now requires Frontier Labs to publish catastrophic risk plans, apply an equivalent internal framework before any agent with financial transaction authority goes to production. The Salesforce metric worth anchoring here, 2.44 billion agent work units delivered across Agentforce and Slack as of February 2026 fiscal Q4 earnings, growing 57% quarter over quarter. Enterprise software vendors are repricing around work completion rather than seat licenses. Build your measurement schemas to expose completion rate, acceptance rate, and correction rate per workflow now, before AWU reporting becomes a procurement requirement and you are explaining gaps to a vendor audit. Here is the risk-opportunity pairing to bring to your leadership team. The opportunity is real and benchmarked. A 200 times compression of research cycles at under $11 per compute run is a published, peer-reviewed baseline for evaluating internal R&D pipeline automation investments. The Finch consensus architecture is portable to any high-stakes data analysis workflow today. The risk is equally concrete. Every agent deployment without a permission boundary audit, a snapshot chaos test, and an acceptance rate instrument is a pocket OS incident waiting to happen, and the dashboards will look healthy right up until the moment it is not. Thank you for your time today. That's your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. The architecture patterns we covered are implementable this sprint. Prioritize the chaos test and the instrumentation schema before the June model window opens. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your COR brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.